Medford School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan with notes on last Thursday's regular Board of Education meeting.
First thing on the agenda that we covered, we had our contractors in, Dennis Atari, and then representatives from HSR, and we talked about the upcoming referendum projects. The bids were due on the projects, and we started going over those bids, and we have a little wrinkle in the process. We're going to extend it out one more week. We're going to have a special board meeting on Thursday, March 23rd. The bids are coming in higher than the estimates. We want to go back to the contractors and have them resubmit in hopes of bringing down the bids that are coming in. We really think that this process will help us bring this back to closer to what the referendum estimates were on these projects. And so, again, we're going to take a week and do that and come back to the board in hopes of bringing that down. Then we talked about our wellness program. In the past, we have been contracting out to Pop Springs the job of running a survey, accumulating all of the survey results, also taking our biometrics and all of those results, and then putting that into a, you know, a final product that we can use then to see, you know, where we are with wellness in our school district. We are going to go away from Pop Springs and have Aspirus handle that part of the wellness program, and that'll be a savings of $30,000 for the school district. So it'll be $30,000 less a year for us if we go through Aspirus. So we're excited about that change. The board did discuss the snow days that we've had. By agreement, when the school year started, the board had said that the first 2 days we lose to inclement weather would not be made up, but every day after that would be made up, and they put out possible days, and one of those was the Monday after Easter. So we will have school on Monday, April 17th. That will be a makeup day from the third snow day that we had this year. And then if there are more snow days, the board will have to address that as well, and very likely we'll have to add days to the end of the school year. We started the discussion last night updating the board on class and section sizes, and at this time of year, we just kind of talk about projections for next year. For instance, we might say right now in first grade we have 7 sections of first grade, 2 in Stetsonville, 5 in Medford, and then we look at what that will be next year, if that still has to be 7 sections, if it can go to 6. This is all to help us plan and look at what we're going to do, you know, as far as staffing. So we start that discussion. And again, this also comes back to trying to keep class sizes uniform as best as we can, so that we don't have too many kids, you know, in a Medford class compared to our classes in Stetsonville. That discussion also went into staffing. One of the things that we are going to be changing for next year, Charlie Heckel is currently running the RVA as well as being the assistant middle school principal. He's been in that role for a long time. However, the RVA has grown to over 500 students. That is apparent to us now that is a full-time position. So Charlie will be transferring into that as a full-time RVA administrator, and then we will be posting for and looking for a new assistant principal for the middle school. We had a discussion then on our strategic planning. We are at the point in this process where administratively now we've taken the input from the survey, the input from the strategic planning committee, and we've presented the board with a finished product, a strategic plan, at least to this point. Now the board is going to take some time to look at that closely, and what we are planning to do then is on Monday, April 24th, when we have the reorganizational meeting, this is after the spring elections, we're also going to that night spend more time talking about the strategic plan and getting some feedback from the board as a whole on what was presented to them last night and where this document sits.
Medford School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan with notes on last Thursday's regular Board of Education meeting.